We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SST with best in class cargo volume, 24, 348 or 314 a month. Plus, get ramped up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic Crew Cab 4x2 week Gossett at 388 a month. Drive past the rest, come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
Ranked by JD Powers IQS and appeal studies, all 75 months at 4.11 APR, 3,500 down, must finance through Chrysler Cherokee, LD643160, MSRP 28190, Challenger LHS242740, MSRP 31180, Ram LG293290, MSRP 37855, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
In the mood for a sweet treat? Right now, red, white, or black seedless grapes are just 97 cents a pound with card. Pick them up today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Our daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you weren't planning on spending November 25th or 26th or 27th or 28th or 29th or the 30th or the first week of December watching college basketball games, multi-team events originating from the bubble down at Disney World, courtesy of ESPN, because as of this afternoon, it's all been canceled. The bubble at Disney World will not be replicated for college basketball. They're still going to try to have the Champions Classic somewhere else, still going to try to have the Jimmy V somewhere else, but all of those other events, put an X through them.
Have we seen the last of the bubble?
I don't think we've seen the last of the bubble. I hope. I mean,
I hope too.
If we've seen the last of the bubble, that means that by the time we need a bubble again, the pandemic would have been over.
I feel like there wasn't a proper farewell is all.
You don't think we said goodbye to the bubble in a proper way?
It happened. Yeah, it was gone. Yeah.
Well, it's one of those deals. We thought we were going to be right back in the bubble next month. Now Disney has said, no, we're not going to do it. I'll explain to you why, what it means, and what these conferences should do now It's the same thing I told you they should do 3 months ago. But maybe now people will listen. We'll get into it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Zubin Mehenti is going to join me. He's the host of ESPN Radio's morning show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. It airs each morning from 5 Central to 9 Central right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Zubin's going to join me in the next segment. We'll talk World Series, which has been awesome. We'll talk NFL. Zubin Mehenti will be here right around 420. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, another nice win for the Memphis Tigers on Saturday. Beat Temple 41-29. Next up, a game on Halloween against a top 10 ranked Cincinnati opponent. We'll talk Tiger football around 444. Jalen Waddle is done for the season. Awful injury for the Alabama stud over the weekend. Get into that a little later on this hour. Indiana football, might be the first time we've ever talked about Indiana football on this show, had a massive win on Saturday that led to an incredible post-game moment in the locker room. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And I told you on Friday that Arizona's notice of allegations from the NCAA would be bad. We found out yesterday it's bad. 5 level 1 violations. I'll give the details, tell you what it means for Arizona and Sean Miller probably during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, that I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We've got a lot to get to. But I want to start with the big college basketball news of the day. And boy, oh boy, I know I don't sound it. I think I don't sound it. I'm exhausted. My day consisted of getting up, I don't know, 6:30 or so, and get my two little dudes out the door. I took them both to school this morning. So that's like one trip with Oliver at 7:30, come back home, make breakfast for Lou, get Lou out the door, drop him off at 9 o'clock, get back home by about 9:15, 9:20. And then the plan was for me and Matt Norlander to record 3 different episodes of the Ion College Basketball Podcast for CBS Sports, because between now and the start of the season, we're basically going to be releasing an episode every day. So we were going to do one normal episode, which is just like the news of the day, you know, like Arizona's notice of allegations arriving and scheduling news as it relates to college basketball. Dayton got a top 50 prospect over the weekend, highest rated recruit to ever pick that school. Maybe spend a couple minutes on that, be done with that. Then we were going to do another draft profile that would publish tomorrow on former Memphis star Precious Achiuwa. Obviously, that's not timely. We can record it today, release it tomorrow. So then we knock that out. And then our All-America teams at CBS Sports are scheduled to be released on Tuesday. So on Wednesday, we could have an episode dedicated to that. And since we already know what they are, we could go ahead and record that now, knock out 3 episodes for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And boy, that'd be a nice day of work. Well, that's about 2 hours of podcast I just explained to you. And then 5 minutes after we completed all 3 of them, it was announced that ESPN was pulling the plug on this Disney bubble. So we had to go back into the first podcast, which had not published yet, and take that entire middle segment, which was dedicated to scheduling, and use it on this development. So that was another 30 minutes of podcasting. And then I decided I've got some things to say about this. I'd write a column. So I've been going full speed since 6:45 this morning. Don't feel sorry for me. Everything's fine. But it's one of those days where I had things fall on top of me that I didn't necessarily anticipate. So about an hour ago, I finished writing this column, then took a shower, then came right here. But the gist of what happened today is that ESPN owns all of these events that happen throughout November and December of every college basketball season. And they typically happen all over the country. But given that we're in the middle of a pandemic with COVID-19 numbers trending in the wrong direction and respectable epidemiologists insisting that it's going to get worse before it gets better, and it might not get that much better till we have a vaccine, ESPN decided, let's just bring them all to Orlando and have every one of these events happen inside of the bubble that we just used for the NBA. It worked brilliantly for the NBA, so perhaps we can replicate that with college basketball, or at least something close to it. So that's been the plan for several months now. But late last week, if you started talking to people around the sport, there started to be real skepticism that this was going to go off as planned, because Disney was setting the guidelines for testing protocols, what has to happen, what happens if you have a positive test, how contact tracing works. And Disney's protocols were basically just the CDC guidelines applied. And we can argue whether they're too much or not enough or just right. It doesn't matter what I think or what you think. The truth is there are college basketball programs who didn't think it was feasible to try to do this. Initially, part of it was if you travel to Orlando and you have a positive test, your entire team has to be quarantined for 14 days. And then the positive test has to stay in Orlando for 14 days. Even if you go back to your campus, you got to leave a player behind. That was an obvious sticking point. They worked around that, I was told. But still, this was not a situation where if you get to Orlando and you have a positive test, you can test people out of it and maybe play without that player, but otherwise play normally. It was more or less, if you get there and somebody tests positive, you're done. And that could wreck, and it could obviously wreck your event, but it could wreck an event. Mm-hmm. So there was that. It was another sticking point about Disney wanted players who have been who have tested positive previously to be tested again if the previous positive test was more than 90 days earlier. Certain conferences and schools don't believe that is necessary. Disney said you must. So there was another argument. I'll be honest, I'm not quite clear on why that matters that much. Just like, okay, Disney says get a test, what difference does it make? But either way, that was apparently a sticking point. And at some point, you've got, and keep in mind, these are, I believe, eight different events, as many as eight teams in some of them, a long list of schools, and they are all asking for this or insisting on that or declining to do whatever. And ultimately, ESPN just said, you know what? We don't have to do this.
Sure.
You know, we don't, like, we are taking orders from above. This is happening on the Disney campus, and Disney is telling us this is what must happen or else. And if you don't want to agree with it, then let's just be done with it. And so that's the announcement today. We'll do all these events in the 2021-22 season, presumably, but we're out in the 2020-21 season, except for maybe the Champions Classic, Jimmy V. Those events could be moved to another place, perhaps Indianapolis. So now you've got more than a dozen college basketball teams, even two dozen, three dozen, scrambling because they have just had three games ripped off of their schedule. How do you get those games back? Where do you get those games back? And I used the opportunity, this development today, to just revisit a point that I made nearly 3 months ago. And that's that you shouldn't be trying to play non-league games anyway. It only complicates an already complicated process. This isn't me playing Monday morning quarterback. Like, oh, the Disney bubble blew up on Monday afternoon, so let me tell you why they shouldn't even be trying to do the Disney bubble. Or non-league games in general. Go look it up. I wrote it 3 months ago. It has never made any sense to me that the people who run college basketball, more or less the conference commissioners, why they would try to complicate something that is already going to be complicated. Because this should be so simple. And when you talk to the people in charge, they seem to understand this, but then they take a different path. Should be very simple. What's the goal? To hold and complete a 2021 NCAA tournament. It's the only thing that matters. It's worth $1 billion. $600 million to the NCAA, $400 million to member institutions. It's the only thing that matters. How we get there isn't that important. The only thing that matters is that you get there and you hold it, you crown a champion, somebody cuts nets and a mask, and then you get that check. And I have never understood, and still don't, especially today, why you would make the path to getting there more difficult than it needs to be. There is no rule that you need to play non-league games to have a college basketball season. You make the rules during a pandemic. The SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12, all decided in football we're not playing non-league games. Why? Not worth the trouble. Let's just focus on each other, look inward. Why won't college basketball do that? I have no idea. But today was another reminder. It would be the smart thing to do for two reasons. One, it allows you to set your own testing protocols. And then everybody is held to the same standard. Big Ten can do whatever Big Ten wants to do. SEC can do whatever the SEC wants to do. AAC can do whatever it wants to do. Summit League can do whatever it wants to do. Play it in a bubble, play it outside of a bubble, that's up to you. But everybody is held to the same standard, and everybody agrees to whatever that standard is up front. So there is no arguing midseason about when's the last time this team was tested. Oh, are we sure we're going to play this team? They haven't been tested this week. You don't deal with that. You're only dealing with each other. So that's one part. The other part, and this one seems more important today than it did when I wrote the column 2 months ago, is that if you still insist on starting your season November 25th, and you're a league and you commit to a 20-game league schedule and nothing else, you have 13 or 14 weeks to play that schedule depending on when you want to hold your conference tournament. Obviously, some tournaments are held a week earlier than others. 13 or 14 weeks to play 20 games. That's plenty of time, or at least it should be. If there's anything we learn from Major League Baseball, from the NFL, from college football, it's that you really need windows to make up games. You are going to have postponements. You are going to have outbreaks. You are going to have to shut down your program. Maybe not every program in America, but lots of them. So why not build in that wiggle room up front rather than spend January and February scrambling? In baseball, you can make it up by doing seven-inning doubleheaders. You're not going to play doubleheaders in basketball. So why not eliminate all non-league games now and have 13 or 14 weeks to play 20 league games? You should have plenty of windows to make up things that you need to make up. Then you hold your conference tournament, then you wait for Selection Sunday. And I know that some people have accurately, I acknowledge, pointed out that without non-league games, you don't get the cross-pollinization of data that makes the net rankings work properly and KenPom work properly. And that is true. Those metrics do not work as well if teams from the SEC don't play teams from the ACC, and teams from the WCC don't play teams from the Mountain West. It's true. They don't work as well. Okay. So what? I mean, it's not ideal. I look at those numbers every day. I value them. But year after year for decades, we somehow managed to put a bracket together without the net and without KenPom. When I was a kid, neither one of those things existed. They still had a bracket. They still played a tournament. I'm confident we could figure out a way to do it just this one time in the middle of a pandemic. And if college football is comfortable picking four teams for a playoff, when the SEC's not playing anybody outside of its league, Big Ten's not playing anybody outside of its league, Pac-12's not playing anybody outside of its league, I don't know why some think it's impossible for college basketball to pick 68. It's not impossible. I don't even think it would be that hard. So the question becomes, will they pivot right now? Because some coaches want them to. Will they pivot right now and say, all right, let's just scrap everything non-league. Let's focus on our league schedules. AAC play AAC, ACC play ACC, Big Ten play Big Ten. We'll get a field together. We'll all meet in the NCAA tournament like we usually do. Will they do that? I doubt it. Because they're still holding on to this hope that it'll work out. Or at least go somewhat well. But here's my prediction. If they don't pivot and they don't go to non-league schedules starting on November 25th with a 14-week season to complete a 20-game schedule, I'd bet a good amount of money that come January, February, they're going to wish they would have. I don't think they'll do it now. Come January, February, I bet they're going to wish they would have. Zubin Mahinty's up next.
Coming up Tuesday, we react to the final game of week number 7. Can the Bears improve to 6-1 with a win in Los Angeles on Monday Night Football?
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN is the only station in Memphis and the Mid-South that has Rewind. Simply listen to 92.9 on the Radio.com app. And you can use Rewind up to 24 hours for any of your favorite 92.9 shows.
The fall weather has hit. Football season is here. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis, as our new 5-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is 3 measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get 2 Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like 6 of them. You can get 2 right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte ME 275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L703372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax final license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with JD Powers?
We gossip and gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick. 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 due at signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
CuriosityStream has thousands of documentary films and shows available on demand on any device. We're the Netflix for nerds, the Hulu for history buffs, the Disney Plus for the scientist in us. There sure are a lot of streaming services, aren't there? CuriosityStream is the one you definitely need if you're the type to nature doc and chill, if you're an armchair astronaut, if you prefer physics to psychics, or perhaps you know a precocious paleontologist. Go to CuriosityStream.com to learn more and sign up today.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you.
Another big win on Saturday for Ryan Silverfield's Tigers. Next up, a game on the road against the top 10 team, that team being Cincinnati. We will talk Memphis football in the next segment. Jeff Calkins is going to be here a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, Zubin Mehenti is the host of ESPN Radio's morning show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. It airs each morning from 5 Central to 9 Central right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Please make Zubin the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Zubin, it's Gary. I know you got a million better things to be doing right now than talking to me, but I really appreciate you being here. You're nice to do it.
Oh, are you kidding me? I've told you guys off the air for the listeners that haven't had any interaction between Gary and I, that I love, love, love the sport of college basketball. And I've said this to you sincerely, honestly, nobody covers it like you. So it's great to be on with you. It's an honor for me.
You're super nice to say that. Let me ask you, how are you enjoying hosting the morning show? I enjoy listening. Are you having fun doing it?
You know, it's a complete role reversal for me. I've been doing this for about 20 years total, 9 at ESPN, 11 in local news, in and around the country. And for the most part, I've always been that local news guy, the weekend sports anchor, the sports reporter. And when I went to work at ESPN, I predominantly worked in the evening hours, 11 p.m. Eastern, midnight, 1 a.m., so when the games were over. So it's a little bit different from sort of being able to stay up, watch the games, and sort of say, all right, what's our immediate thought? What are we thinking? Who are we talking to? Who's the post-game guest? Where's the context? There's a level of adrenaline there that you absolutely love. It's sort of like when you're working at CBS Sports Network and there's just a huge game on and you're coming on at the half with Brent, or you're coming on after the game and you get the first word on it, and people are going to really, in many ways, form their agenda or find out what they're thinking about a game through what you're saying. You're chomping at the bit. You got 5 stats in. You only have time for 3. You're trying to squeeze the 4th. There's all of that. This is a little bit different. You have to manufacture the energy. It's just a quiet studio. It's 6 a.m. We meet at 5 a.m. Eastern time. So the dynamic is really different. And the one advantage is we've got all night to pour over stuff. There's nothing better than after a World Series game. I know you're a huge baseball fan going back, a big Met fan, whatever it is, to tell our crew, listen, we don't have to find things in the next 4 minutes in the commercial break and do the best we can in the moment. We've got all night to get the best stuff. So when we hit it at 6 a.m., we can come together with a great plan. So that's probably the biggest difference. The adrenaline from going on right away and doing what you can to having manufactured a little bit, but knowing the advantage of that is we can think about for 8 hours everything that we want about Andy Dalton or the Cowboys or Ben DiNucci or who their backup is or what's going on. We've got all that time to put it together. So you lose a little bit of the adrenaline, but you gain a lot of the time.
You know, I deal with that as well in a different way. Like, there are times when I wake up and I go, man, I cannot wait to say what I want to say about this particular thing, but I can't say it until 4 o'clock local time. I imagine you go to bed most nights having been used to, I'm ready to talk about this right now, but now it's, first, I've got to get a few hours of sleep, then wake up and I'll get to it tomorrow morning. So it is obviously a different dynamic.
The one thing I would say that's also additionally interesting is when I was working on SportsCenter, and this may be different to you when you're on your radio show versus talking on CBS Sports Network or something more national. We're talking to the biggest, broadest audience possible. So sometimes when I'll say to my producer, or we'll talk and say, hey, you know, Connor McDavid, you know, he's the best player in the National Hockey League. May not be the most well-known like Ovi or Sidney Crosby, but he gets coronavirus. And I'll say to the guys, I think that needs to be in here somewhere, and they'll say, nah, we got to talk NFL. We got to talk college football. We got to talk the NBA. And sometimes we'll say, you know, Habib had an amazing fight. He just retired over the weekend. He was known for beating Conor McGregor. Well, I don't know. It's not the NFL. It's not college football. Right. It's not the NBA. It's not Major League Baseball. Tiger's the best example. I'll give you an example. Just this is a new radio, is a new world for me. When I said, hey, Tiger Woods is playing in the U.S. Open, his opening round partners were Colin Morikawa, who just won the PGA at the age of 23, and Justin Thomas, who, if it wasn't for Dustin Johnson, would probably be the player of the year. So these aren't just two guys. And my boss, Justin Craig, looked at me and said, listen, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, and Tiger Woods, you know what we call that in radio? Tiger and two dudes.
Right.
Oh, okay. On TV, we would never do that because those guys are very accomplished players, especially relative to their age. So I'm still getting used to making sure we're talking about the biggest and broadest things. Now, Tiger at the Masters, that would be another story, but it is a little jarring for me to know that it's got to almost make the cut. On SportsCenter, we sort of felt like we could squeeze it in any way, anytime, any form. This is a little bit different. It's sort of like your show. I'm sure you guys talk a lot of Memphis basketball and the Grizzlies, but sometimes you got to sneak in that other basketball note. We're trying to do the same thing.
Right. As you noted, I'm a big baseball fan. I don't spend a lot of time talking baseball in this market because, you know, people would rather hear about who might be Penny Hardaway's third assistant or what top 75 kid they're looking at. So it's a juggle, but I certainly understand everything you're saying. I'm talking to Zubin Mehenti. He's the host of ESPN Radio's morning show. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. It airs every morning from 5 Central to 9 Central right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. This is a time when I can and have actually talked baseball because the World Series has been great. It is different without fans or without capacity crowds. But in terms of the baseball being played, like, I've had a lot of fun watching this World Series. And, I heard you guys talking about it this morning. There's a part of me that wants the Dodgers to win a World Series for the first time since 1988. And so if they can knock that out tomorrow night, good for them. But there's another part of me that would like to see two more baseball games because I'm really enjoying this Rays-Dodgers series, even if it isn't the one I predicted to watch.
We were asking ourselves this morning, it's better for baseball if who wins, question mark. Now, Key grew up in Los Angeles. He's a hardcore Dodgers fan. He was right there at Game 7 in 2017 when Charlie Morton was on the mound to record the final out, and obviously we found out what that was all about with the Astros afterwards, the cheating scandal. So he's a very invested True Blue Dodger fan. And to your point, it's great when the big brands win. I know you're a Mets fan. It would be great if the Yankees had made it this far. It would be good for a big brand like the Dodgers. It's hard to deny what happened to baseball in 2016 when the Cubs made it to bring in the casual viewer that had never watched any baseball but certainly knew about their hard luck demeanor over the years, or even the Red Sox going back to 2004. But I think there's something to be said for Tampa winning. I'm not saying that any team would say, listen, we need to abandon all of our principles and try to win the way they do. It is interesting that Andrew Friedman, the general manager of the Dodgers, essentially came from Tampa, and the guy that followed him was a guy named Chaim Bloom, who's now running the Boston Red Sox. It says everything in the world when a shoestring operation like the Rays loses executives in consecutive stints to the Dodgers and the Red Sox. You know they're doing something right. But this kid, Randy Arozarena, I think win, lose, or draw, like you said, the series could be over tomorrow night. But this guy's got the most hits of anybody ever in a postseason, 9 home runs. Used to be a St. Louis Cardinal. It's one of those things where every once in a while, I remember Steve Pierce was the MVP of the World Series for the Red Sox a couple of years ago. Baseball just has those guys that come out of nowhere, whether it's Francisco Cabrera, whether it's just one moment or having a postseason like this kid. I think this kid's future is incredibly bright. And I'm not quite sure. The Dodgers winning it would be great from a brand name perspective, but I do think the Rays winning it would be something altogether entirely different from Major League Baseball. And I don't think it would be a bad thing.
You mentioned Arozarena. Zubin, he played 2 seasons in downtown Memphis for the AAA Redbirds, and I never said his name one time. And now I feel like I say his name every day. It is a remarkable story. He's hit as many home runs in the postseason as anybody ever. He's got more hits in the postseason than anybody ever. And I know there's somebody out there right now screaming, yeah, but he got an extra round. And to that I would just say, he's played 42 regular season big league games in his life. To be doing this on this stage consistently is a pretty amazing story.
And that's what I would say. That's the argument I would make. I mean, you guys watched him in Memphis for a couple of years, he might have gone under the radar. He was going under the radar in the 2020 baseball regular season. It's amazing what he's been able to do. But, you know, the Rays are full of guys like this. The guy that was on the mound to clinch the American League Championship Series, this kid Fairbanks, I'm listening to Joe Buck talk about him. And he basically, I mean, this guy's the most Rays guy of all time. He had two Tommy John surgeries. Nobody had heard of him. The Rays coming up with the opener. So I think they're just flush with guys like this. I'm pretty sure Charlie Morton is their highest paid player at $15 million a year. Not even Blake Snell, their 2018 Cy Young Award winner. And $15 million to you, me, and everybody else, it's obviously a huge amount of money. But that's a pittance for your staff ace and one of the best big game pitchers of his generation. And I got to be honest with you, he's rooting for the Dodgers tomorrow night. I'm rooting for a game seven because we had Commissioner Manfred on about a week and a half ago. And think about it. When the Marlins and the Cardinals had their outbreak, everybody said, man, we're never going to finish. Baseball's in huge trouble. But if you take a look at what happened with the schedule, after those outbreaks happened, especially the one with the Marlins, where everybody thought, like, are they going to be able to control this? If you take a look at the regular season standings I did the other day, 28 of the 30 teams played 60 games. And I think the other two played 58 games. So it's pretty remarkable when you think about where baseball was at what point with regard to winning percentage and how things were going to get done. Could they really do a postseason bubble if they had to? The fact that all but four regular season games were played despite all the distractions. And I think, you know, time will tell, but I don't think this champion is going to have an asterisk because much like what Giannis said in the NBA, who can think of a more adversity-laden path than what the NBA champion had to deal with? And similarly, the MLB champion will have to deal with.
Talking to Zubin Mehenti from ESPN Radio. You and I and a significant number of people are enjoying this World Series. Undeniably, the television ratings have not been great. And that has been a trend among most sports. Some would like you to believe it's just the NBA. It's not. It is the World Series. It's the Kentucky Derby. It is the tennis tournaments, whatever it is we watch on TV in sports, not as many people are watching right now. You're a smart guy. Do you have a theory for why people don't seem as interested in sports as they otherwise would be?
Yeah, I think it's more of a priority thing. To your point, less than 1 million people. Think about this. And I understand hockey is the fourth of four major sports in this country. But there was less than 1 million people watching the Stanley Cup final per game. The ratings were down terribly in Canada. Now, obviously, a Canadian team didn't make the Stanley Cup final, hasn't won the Stanley Cup final since the Canadiens in 1993, but hockey being just dry on the bone in places like Canada. So what I would say, I think it's a priority. See, people are saying the NBA is down a little bit because of the social justice messages. People will point to the fact that Adam Silver's already said next year all the jerseys and the statements are off. I think there's a very small percentage of people that do feel that way. I'm not willing to say that's a 0% chance because I have actually heard people, I'm sure you have too, saying that part of the reason they're not watching is that. So you can't discount them. But I do think, and I don't want to ever lump these things together because each and every one of these things is super important, but I know you've got a family, you've got multiple children, you're trying to figure out what's going on with schooling. I've heard you say on your college basketball podcast, when I go to the grocery store, do I have to wear a mask? Part of the country is dealing with wildfires, tornadoes, hurricanes, the election, the Supreme Court, the added stress, everything that's going on in our lives. And I don't see this facetiously, but, you know, with everything going on, I just can't stop to watch Nate McMillan and the Pacers take on the Miami Heat 1:30 in the afternoon on ESPN in the NBA playoffs. I mean, that used to be a priority maybe, but right now it's everything going on in my life. I can't watch the Heat sweep the Pacers. It's just not on the priority list. And for many people, unless it's LeBron James, and you could say last year there was a Canadian team, but obviously the situation was a little bit different. And the NBA, Gary, as you know, has to do something because pre-pandemic, Adam Silver, who I've had a chance to interview here, he's obviously the truth teller of all four commissioners. He was nervous and very, very nervous about their ratings pre-pandemic. He was wondering what was going on. If you go back and look at the headlines, this is something for his league that he was worried about far before the coronavirus hit. Look, I think a third of the NBA's fans are 35 and younger, which generally leads to the fact that they don't have cable, they're cord cutters, they're finding their, you know, games on Reddit and illegal streams, all that sort of stuff. So they're not finding it in the conventional fashion that a lot of other people do, and naturally that would drive down the ratings. But for the most part, I do believe because of all of the general stresses in our lives, certain sports just get prioritized, or in this case, reprioritized to where they are. And the NFL, even though they have taken a little bit of a ding, they are probably the least immune to all of this, but everybody else is finding out the hard way when you really have to prioritize where sports does fall outside of football for a lot of people.
I'm wrapping up here with Zubin Mehenti from ESPN Radio. Last thing before I let you go, Tampa Bay and Tom Brady won again. They have signed Antonio Brown to a one-year deal. I heard you guys discussing it this morning, and I think Keyshawn mostly assumed that, you know, he'll play his part, act the way he needs to act, if only because, my God, you know, what option does he really have? Are you optimistic for Tampa Bay that signing Antonio Brown is going to be a positive thing?
It's really hard for me to say. I'd like to say yes, because as Keyshawn said months ago, when we started the show in August, and we weren't quite sure whether Antonio Brown would be able to get back in the league after that 8-week slash game suspension, he said, man, I better hope he saved his money, which is, I guess, a euphemism for saying, I'm not sure another opportunity is coming. But if you think about it, he was on the Steelers, the Raiders, and the Pats, three teams in 7 months. This is his fourth team in 19 months. I thought it was interesting that Bruce Arians, the head coach, went out of his way to say yesterday that it wasn't Tom Brady's decision. It was theirs. I also think there's something to be said for the fact that this is the last week of his suspension. He would be eligible in week number 9. And in week number 9, the Bucs just so happened to play the New Orleans Saints on Sunday Night Football. And this is a story worth monitoring, too, because I think this is going to be a story till one or both of them are done, of course. The Pats are a 2-win team, massively struggle, taking on Buffalo Sunday. They've won the division 11 years in a row, modern NFL record. Nobody's done that. Now they go to Orchard Park for a litmus test game, frankly, for New England and I think for Buffalo. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the moment that they're going to have to do it, while Tom Brady is going to be adding to his arsenal of weapons with a 2-loss team, maybe angling the fact that they could play Super Bowl 55 in their own stadium early 2021. So not only do we have a 2-loss Brady versus a 2-win Belichick, it feels like things are getting tougher for New England on Sunday and maybe getting even easier for the Bucs moving forward. It'll be a fascinating story to watch.
That is Zubin Mehenti. He's the host of ESPN Radio's morning show. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. It airs each weekday morning from 5 Central to 9 Central right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Zubin, I'm so happy for your success. I appreciate how kind you've been to me, and I can't thank you enough for spending a few minutes with me this afternoon. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll do it again. Thank you, Gary.
We definitely will. I appreciate it. That's Zubin Mehenti from ESPN Radio. When we come back, a nice win for Tiger football over the weekend, and it sets up a road game against a top 10 opponent in Cincinnati, and there is already controversy connected to it. Will they walk through? Where will they walk through? We'll talk Tiger football next. And I want to play you some audio from the Indiana football locker room on Saturday night. Really unique and special moment after Indiana won a massive game. And I think I can tie it back into something we've been talking about fairly regularly over the past few weeks. We'll do that next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. You need to as well. We're right around the corner from sports betting being launched in Tennessee. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get the promo code. It's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Hey, Tennessee Sports.
Mirage LHO-10129, G4LHF-07863, Eclipse LZO-15893, includes all rebates and incentives. PF-695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4, 41 mpg highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,4 35. And 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, $99 a month. Mirage G4, $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you with that oil change. Doing it yourself is a great way to save some money. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And we've got even more ways to get it. Just order online with our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hey, Doc. We just got back from vacation and our house is smelly.
When's the last time you cleaned the biggest air filter in your home?
The AC filter?
Nope, your carpet. Those fibers are constantly trapping dirt, dust, pet odors, allergens.
What should I do?
Rent our Rug Doctor Pro Deep Cleaner. It gives your carpet a deep wash, then extracts all the filth with pro-grade suction.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today for just $34.99.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992 MSRP 20,510, Sol L706-3372 MSRP 21,885, K5 MG003199 MSRP 25,725, K900 MSRP 65,610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with JD Powers? We Gossett at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick, 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month, lease 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month, lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 to its signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Rolls. Yeah. Rolls last long. It's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got 6 rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is 6 regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So, just somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local university, especially in these tough times, Elizabeth Rook Insurance qualifies. Let's talk about life insurance. Do you have a good policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want something to happen to you and then you leave your family in a financial bind. So you need a new good life insurance policy. You can get one right now, Elizabeth Rook Insurance, and they are waiving the medical exam to help customers with COVID-19 protocols. Take advantage of that. You can learn more, rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach them by phone, 901-867-SAVE, 867-7283. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Clark is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
41-29. That was the final score. Inside the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium on Saturday, Memphis beats Temple by 12 points after outscoring them 14-7 in the fourth. Before that, 17-7 in the third quarter. Brady White, 17 of 36, 313 yards. Four more touchdowns through the air. He did have one interception, but it was enough to improve Memphis to 3-1 and set up this weekend showdown with the Cincinnati Bearcats, who are now 4-0. Overall, 2-0 in the American and ranked 7th in the Associated Press top 25 poll. It's a big game. Kicks off 11 a.m.
It's a huge game.
It'll be on ESPN. Like, at Memphis, you don't get an opportunity to play top 10 teams too
Never.
Often.
No, it's very rare.
When are you going to play them? There's not usually a top 10 team in the American Athletic Conference, and there's not usually one of them on your schedule because, you know, in different years, Memphis will have like an Ole Miss
right.
or a Mississippi State, but like with all due respect, they ain't usually in the top 10.
Right, and if we're being honest, the Cincinnati ranking is due to some circumstance,
sure,
right? Yeah,
but it's still, they got a 7 next to their name.
That's right.
I'm looking at it right now. It's a 7.
It's a 7.
Right next to their name, so this is a big game, and we've got controversy already connected to it.
What's up?
I don't really know.
I saw it, dude.
I don't really know how big of a deal it is. I mean, I know what's up. I'm just not sure how big of a deal it is. Apparently, Memphis.
I was trying to give us like some umph, you know.
Memphis is not going to be allowed to walk through like they normally would on Friday. So they won't.
That's the thing.
My shocked face. Like, I don't want to be dismissive of what this means because I don't know. I never been a football coach. I never been a football player. Perhaps me trying to play a football game on a Saturday after not properly walking through on Friday would be the most devastating thing I've ever endured.
It could be.
But it doesn't feel like it should be. So apparently, Cincinnati has a soccer team that plays inside Nippert Stadium.
Okay.
And they got a game on Wednesday, and so they got to paint the lines on Friday for the football field, and that means you can't step on the football field on Friday. This is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, okay, Memphis, you can come do your walkthrough over here at 5:30. And Ryan Silverfield's like, double bird, we're not doing that. We'll just walk through at the stupid hotel. So the entire Memphis football team will be walking through in a parking lot at a hotel at some point Friday in advance of Saturday's game against Cincinnati. How big of a deal is that? I don't know. But, like, Mark Giannotto got a column out of it. So
yeah.
So that's something.
I think there's a little slight there probably.
Do you?
I think they're. I think.
I don't know.
I don't.
Maybe.
Maybe it's an unintentional slight.
I think that, if anything.
Yeah, maybe it's an unintentional slight, but I feel like, you know, they probably could have helped Memphis out in some way. They could have tried.
Yeah, paint your lines on Thursday.
Paint your stupid lines some other day.
Paint your stupid lines on Thursday. Or how about let Memphis walk through and then paint your stupid lines Friday? How long does it take to paint lines?
I know. Just get more people than you normally do and just knock those lines out in a couple minutes. You'll be fine.
How can the Tigers play a basketball game at FedEx Forum at noon and the Grizzlies can play one at 7, and in between those games they can change an entire court out? You're telling me you can't paint a line on a field late Friday night early Saturday? I don't know.
A little ridiculous.
This is one of those situations where I'm talking about something I don't really know that much about, so sure. I'll stop right now. But either way, I am looking forward to Memphis and Cincinnati on Saturday. The Tigers trying to give the 7th-ranked Bearcats their first loss of the season. And I'll talk to Ryan Silverfield on Thursday. He's going to join me here in the first hour on Thursday. So I'll ask him, how big of a deal is it to have to walk through at your hotel parking lot?
Story number 2.
Indiana upset Penn State on Saturday, 36-35 in overtime. This was obviously both teams' first game of the season because the Big Ten at first wasn't going to play football, and then they were like, hold up, everybody else is playing, we'll play.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play, just give us a few weeks to get ready. So they got ready and they played. Penn State didn't get ready enough because they lost to Indiana. Even though they were ranked 8th in the country in the AP poll at kickoff and a significant favorite. Incredible game. Did you see the overtime?
Yeah,
it was an awesome final.
Controversial ending.
As close as it gets in terms of, I think they probably did the right thing. I think he was down. For people who didn't see it, the quarterback like dove for the pylon and like they caught it a touchdown on the field. They went back to review it, and I do wonder. Like, here's my honest opinion. I don't think he made it. I also don't think they could overturn it.
I agree. It's so bang-bang. It is right there. I agree with you. I think he was down, but, like, I think because they called it on the field, you can't overturn that one.
And that's why they come back and say the play stands as opposed to the play is confirmed. So Indiana gets this win 36-35. It was a two-point convert. They just decided we're going for this thing here. So they end up winning that 36-35. And then there's a scene in the locker room with their coach, Tom Allen. You won't be able to see it, but you will be able to hear it. He's addressing the team. They're all looking at him. This is what it sounded like.
It's a special thing, guys. Boy. You guys, I told you, you guys are a special group.
I've said it.
Now, at this point, because of social media, we've all seen lots of locker room celebrations. You know, water bottles being splashed on coaches dancing, a lot of cheering. I don't think I've ever heard, "We love you, coach," shouted from the back by a player, followed up by another player looking straight at Tom Allen. And you couldn't see this on radio, but I tweeted the link on Saturday night. Followed up by a player looking right at Tom Allen and saying, "You're the man who's leading us. We love you, coach. You're the man who's leading us." Of all the locker room scenes I've seen, I've never seen that. I've never heard those words. Somebody stopping their coach mid-sentence to say, "We love you, coach." And I just thought it was interesting because in recent weeks we've been talking a lot about the Greg Marshall situation at Wichita State, where his former players seem to hate him. With very few exceptions.
Yeah.
Respect him as a basketball coach, but hate him as a person. And I've intentionally not talked to Greg in the past couple of weeks because what am I going to say? Like, I don't believe he's telling the truth. I think he should be fired. I don't want to put myself in a situation where he's asking me if I could write this or write that. Because I don't believe his story. He says he never put his hands on a player. I don't think that's true. If you put your hands on a player, I think you should be fired. So I've intentionally just stayed away from it, kept the distance. But I imagine deep down somewhere, while he's still fighting for his job and denying everything, I imagine deep down somewhere it must really pain him. Because I think it would pain me. I know it would. If you've been doing this for as long as he's been doing it,
mm-hmm.
and you've been making all of this money and getting all of these wins and achieving all of these things, but you find out my players hated me? All of them? That got to get you.
Yeah.
And I thought this was just a total contrast of that. These weren't players saying, yeah, coach, or we did it, coach, or can you believe we proved them wrong, coach? All the things you might hear or expect to hear. This was a player in the back saying, we love you, coach, and the rest of the locker room erupting. You go back, I watched it 10 times. Got choked up watching it, if I'm being honest.
That was a good video.
You look at some of the faces of the players, and it's not like we love you, coach, and then some of them are like, whatever. It's like they do.
Yeah, they made the guy crowd surf. They lift him up and start crowd surfing him.
And I was projecting a little bit because, like I said earlier about the walkthroughs, I've never been a coach. I mean, I coached my son's like soccer team once and baseball team once, but I've never been a coach like that. So I don't guess I know exactly if that must be the best feeling in the world, but it feels to me like it must be the best feeling in the world. It seems that way. To know that you are doing a job, and not only are you doing it well, and you just achieved this thing, and yeah, you're making a lot of money because you're a Big Ten football coach, but they love you. They believe in you. They look up to you. And that was so evident in that locker room. And I didn't know much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.